Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Project Love podcast. Happy New Year. We are back. It's a brand new year, although the 2020-ness is not over yet.
My sigh says it all. It doesn't feel anything like a new year normally does, particularly as here in the UK, we have entered into our third lockdown. And I just spoke to Sammy's teacher today at the time of recording this. And I was like, sorry, how? Because yesterday I thought we had 2 weeks of homeschooling and I was like, we can just about get through that. I was like, when do they think we'll be back to school? And she said, not for another 6 weeks until after the February half term. And I felt physically sick. So yeah, so I don't feel the same way as I normally do when I step into a new year. But that said, I'm so happy to be here talking with you, Vicky. Talking about this journal, which I enjoyed doing this so much. I needed it. It was quite a profound experience this time. I was so surprised what came out on the page. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm just happy to be back with our Project Love community and speaking with you guys.
Me too.
So why don't we go through? Normally, when we do our quarterly reviews, we go through every question. We're not going to do that. We'd be here for hours. So let's go through the different sections, kind of pulling out the parts that were sort of with the most powerful for us as we went through them. Which, how did you find doing the reflection part of the journal, looking back on 2020?
Well, I've never needed the journal more. It was really such a cathartic process to just take stock really of the year and to pause and reflect and actually look at the year from that bird's eye view perspective and to realize, wow, just how much adapting and shifting and recalibrating and the resilience and resourcefulness that had been required to just really keep going. I hadn't realized. I think when you're in it, you're just sort of, you know, surviving a lot of it. Well, for me anyway. And I realized, looking at it from that whole 12-month perspective, I realized just how much had been required of me, just how much adapting had been required. And it was actually really healing to take that time to go through. I think I spent longer this time on the journal than previous years. And I felt so nourished going through it and so supported and held. And I felt so much more upbeat and positive after doing it as well.
It makes such a difference just acknowledging what you have been through and what you are going through. Sometimes just that acknowledgement alone is the kind of the relief and the release that you need in that moment. So
what about you?
So what I found in going through it, and the reflection piece was just amazing. I have to say, I'm just looking at the cover. It's Laura from Pavilion who designed this beautiful cover. It is so soothing and calming. It could have not have been a more kind of ideal cover for steps of saying goodbye to 2020. But what I found really interesting is that towards the end of the year, I really got caught up in the narrative of 2020, what a shit year. Like, what a write-off. Let's get out of it. Let's, you know, as fast as we can and get into sparkly 2021 when everything will be changed and different. even though, obviously, deep down we knew that would not be the case, but you've got to hold on to whatever you've got to hold on to. But I kind of got caught up in that narrative. But as I started doing the reflection exercise, what I realized was underneath the many challenges that we had collectively and that I had, it was definitely a real roller coaster, an emotional roller coaster, the amount of attending to my emotions that I had to do. I spent a lot of time, I think, doing that. But what I discovered and what I realized was how much I have grown during 2020, how much more grounded I feel, how much calmer I feel. And I've really noticed such an incredible inner shift and an inner journey that I went on. Sometimes I was conscious that I was going on that inner journey, but I think getting to the end of 2020 and just really kind of diving down underneath the sort of big milestones, I was really taken aback at how much I had learnt and how much I had grown. And yeah, it's been an incredibly challenging year, 2020, but also one that turns out was really special for my own inner growth. I mean, they do say it's during challenging times that you grow the most. And I feel like that's definitely been the case. So it was wonderful to be able to look back, first acknowledge what we've been through, but then actually to look under the surface and see how much I've grown, and how my priorities have changed as well. So for me, the big themes that have come up that really came through was my new kind of connection with nature and how much strength I have found in having that connection with nature, and therefore how much more I want to get more into that in 2021. And I knew it had been important, but I didn't realize until I started doing the reflection piece quite how important and quite how profound that had been. So the power of reflection, Vicky, it's a good idea.
It's always a good idea.
And the importance of laughter. And also the funny, I know you and I've talked about this before, but our friend Lee had a party end of February. It was a great party. I'll warrant it. Like it was a particularly good party. It was a house party. I think so. Did we dress up? I can't remember, but it was just, and it got so many mentions in the journal because it turns out it was pretty much the only party I went to in 2020, and it was brilliant. So it got repeat mentions over and over again. It's like, well done, Lee. You really made your mark.
It's brilliant, actually, because they live literally two doors down from you as well. You had the best party of 2020 two doors down.
I know. It was. It was a very memorable party. Which would you say the bits, where did you write the most? Which answers had you writing the most?
Well, just to add, I did put Lee's party also in my most fun, happiest and big events of 2020. Lee, if you're listening, thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Got multiple mentions. I bet it got mentions in quite a number of journals.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Lee's party.
So the section that I think I must have filled out more in this section than any other previous year, the hardest moments and the most challenging moments of 2020. So I actually went all outside the lines, outside the boxes, and there's a lot to say there, a lot to be present to, you know, a lot of challenges to be present to there, and also just the most unexpected things that have the most unexpected thing about the year. Usually that's like a couple of sentences. And this time there's a lot more to say on that bit for sure. But also the reflecting on what you're proud of. There was so much to say in that section as well. Yeah, which was really, it was just a really healing, I think, process to go through, as we've said before, just to really reflect on what we've all been through collectively, individually, and to take that time to really give ourselves a huge pat on the back for getting through one of the most difficult years.
Yeah. Do you know what my equivalent of that was? What about yourself are you grateful for this year? And I've really packed that one in the same reason as you. It's about really, I think it's so important for us to actually acknowledge what we've been through, but also what we've brought to it, you know, that resilience, that resourcefulness. And, you know, I've really looked after myself this year. Really grateful for that. Really grateful for my inner and outer resilience, my strength, and, you know, my commitment to looking after my well-being, and actually just acknowledging how we've navigated our way through and being grateful to ourselves for getting through it through an incredibly challenging year.
Yeah,
what are the most important lessons you have learned? My answers were that nature is always here for us, holding us, that we are nature, and the healing we all need is to reconnect with nature within and without. And then to be fully and unapologetically and imperfectly myself is the only way forward. That's been a big one for me this year. I did a course with Marianne Cantwell and Shari Teagman, Rise, which I know I was saying to you, Vicky, how amazing it was at the time of doing it. But, you know, sometimes you do a course and then afterwards it had a profound, deep, right in the sort of roots impact. In fact, I think it helped me to grow those deep roots in my business as well as outside. And and that whole thing about just it's giving yourself permission to be fully yourself. And actually that's where your superpowers are. And just there's a relief, a relaxedness, and not having to second guess myself that comes with that, which has been really powerful this year. So yeah, it was wonderful to look at woven in amongst the big obvious challenges was the sort of, you know, sweeter growth moments of 2020 that kind of lie outside of all the drama and the challenge and the corona coastering.
Yeah.
We've been doing. Yeah. Damn corona coaster.
Digging underneath the corona coaster.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, underneath the corona coaster, underneath the surface, there's a different life going on, different things happening, different sort of waves happening. And so it was just lovely to be reminded of that. Yeah.
We talked in a previous episode how we couldn't have adventures and holidays, but we could go on inner adventures with ourselves. And I really found that in 2020. There weren't the holidays. Holidays were cancelled and postponed and all of that. But there's a lot of inner change as well for me, and inner journeys and inner adventures. And it was so funny when I compared this one to 2019 to my previous journal, I saw that I'd gone to Croatia, Spain, France and Edinburgh and a few weekends away. And I just couldn't believe I'd been to so many places.
Doesn't that seem crazy? I know.
Yeah.
The jet setters that we once were. Yeah, I feel right now, it didn't even come into my dreaming much. I was like, no, it's almost like I've shut down any horizons like beyond Lewisham. Places that I can go to. I literally said, we'll get to it later, but there's a thing of like, what places in the world would you like to visit? And I was like, I don't dare. Okay, Scotland again, Cornwall, really like Cornwall, and add a push, Lake District, but nothing off this island, because it's almost like I don't dare. Let's not contemplate that right now, because right now it's not a possibility. So let's just not go. So yeah, it's I think when we did a podcast with the McQueens, and Dave McQueen said in it, I really feel like we're going to come out of this whole experience very changed and very different. And I really feel that what's come out of this journal this time, it's like reading a journal of a different person in comparison to my journals from other years. My dreams, my activities, my simple pleasures, like, were all very similar in previous journals, I feel. And this one feels like, who are you? You just want to plant trees, bake, cook, make things at home, and like not travel beyond Scotland. I mean, I do love this beautiful country, this beautiful island that we're on. But yeah, it's really shifted my priorities and my focus, I think. And that's really shown through. So how did you find the next section? We've kind of gone through gratitude, haven't we? We've mentioned gratitude.
Yeah. I had a similar experience to you in terms of the simple pleasures and well-being and things. It was a lot more simplicity this time. And I think in previous journals, I'd just written so many things. And this time it was just way more simplified. And it's like I've just got clear on what my priorities really are. And I've loved that simplicity. I really want to bring that through into this year as well. Just keep things really, simple and easy and meaningful and richer, I think.
Yes, richer. I really, oof, there's a good word. I think, you know what I've been sort of reflecting on, having gone through that section of activities you enjoy, what do you like doing on weekends, what do you love to do on holiday, and like all this stuff. And it was just so simplified, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do I like to do on weekends? Switch off, relax, eat good food, indulge in simple pleasures, laugh, read, talk about life, get out in nature and play games, see friends. I did put that in. Laugh and dance. But I think before, and I think both, I wonder if you're a bit the same with this, Vicky, because, you know, we've got a big friendship group, the same friendship group. And so a lot of our previous years, there was a lot of socializing. There were a lot of celebrations and weddings and hen parties and birthdays and events and all sorts of stuff and gatherings. And not having that for a year, there's certainly elements of that that I've missed. I've really missed having quality time with my friends, like just hanging out, catching up, laughing, talking about life, all those things, you know, I've put in there. But in person, there is a difference. You can have those moments of just laughter and quietness, and you know, you've not got the screen freezing and think, you know, all that stuff to get in the way. But I definitely think that I've realized that there's a lot of richness that I can get out of life outside of the socializing. And I don't know if I'd want to go back to that same, not balance, but the same amount of my time taken up with so much socializing like I did previous to 2020. I definitely think my priorities in that sense, that's probably been the biggest shift of priorities in terms of I don't want quite so much percentage of my life outside of work taken up with. So I don't know how we're going to stop that with everyone about to turn 40 over the next sort of 4 years. I mean, some of us already are. We've missed a whole year of 40th birthday celebrations. But yeah. How about you? Do you find, has it made you think differently about how much you want to be going out? And I mean, obviously we've had Lee's party, so we're good.
Nearly a year ago. Still the memories.
Dying of that, yeah.
As fresh as yesterday. No, it's definitely made me want to carry that through this year. Much less, I think it's kind of like the quality quantity thing, isn't it? Just like less and richer. And there have been so many, I mean, when I think about the past few years, there's been so many things going on in the summers, like festivals and events. Yeah, like you say, birthdays, hen do's, all of that stuff. And it's been nice to just have a kind of like a fallow year, really, where you readdress the balance a little bit more and just focus on other things that lights you up and fulfills you and nourishes you. So yeah, I definitely want to bring that through this year. And I think other people are feeling the same way from the conversations that I've had. People are appreciating the difference, I guess, isn't it? Just having a bit of variety with how you socialize. But I have really missed it. Like you, I really missed the in-person connection, of course.
That was actually out of doing this journal, that's what I realized was one of the thing that I've missed the most out of this year has been that in-person connection. There are so many people that I love that I have barely spent any time with, and some of them it's literally been 4 hours in person this whole year. People I love, you know, people that I love hanging out with, and obviously I've seen them on Zoom and on the phone and everything, but in person it's really, really missed that. I do wonder if the socializing thing actually for me has anything to do with alcohol. I'm going to be doing, I don't know when it is, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to put out a podcast interview I did with Ruby Warrington, the Sober Curious Reset. So it's 100 days of sobriety. And through it, you ask yourself questions of, you know, why do I feel I always have to drink when I go out or whatever it is for you? And I do, and I'm really excited. I've already started doing it. It's quite easy to do in lockdown, I think. But it's something I'm really keen to carry on. And because I am someone, if I go out for a celebration or go out to meet people or go to a party, I will drink. And I will drink to the extent that I will feel a bit tired and exhausted or sometimes extremely nauseous the next day. And I think that could be also the thing that perhaps I have been enjoying this year is not feeling hungover so much. Mm. So yeah, that's definitely part of my 2021 is less alcohol in my life and fresher mornings on weekends as a result. So I can do all those things that I love. But anyway, we shall see how that goes. I'll be able to report in my quarterly check-ins.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to hear the episode.
Oh, do you know what? I had read the book and it was amazing, but I was just like, this is great. Not saying I necessarily want to do myself. And then in doing the interview with Ruby, by the end of it, I was like, I am sold. This sounds amazing. Absolutely. It's like such an interesting journey of self-development as personal growth, but also the benefits of it I'd never really properly thought about before, or hadn't been aware of before. So I'll say no more. You shall have to listen to the episode. Oh, dream. Okay, what was your dream life bit? What was your dream life exercise like?
I want to hear yours.
Go on. Well, okay, I'll explain mine. So mine was, I didn't know what was going to come out, but basically, it doesn't need to be 5 years from now. It could be a little bit later, but I don't want to get into that. I live by the sea. We live by the sea in a beautiful house. And very specifically, we have a dog. The dog is like, really came about, literally bounded in on the page. And I was like, oh, hello. Very well. We shall have a dog, which Fons has been saying. He's desperate to have a dog. And I've been like, not yet, not yet. But it was all about living in nature, living by the sea, beautiful house. I love our house in Lewisham, but Lewisham does not have a sea or hills for hiking in. So, and it can't change that. And it was just a really very similar life to the one I'm living now, other than the sea and the nature. And yeah, the simple pleasures. And it was just, that was it. I wasn't really asking. Other years have been about travel and we've got a home in the sun and we've got a home here. We travel a lot and I had a dog. It feels content, delicious, grateful, grounded, at peace and deeply connected. I was just and it was all about the richness of my relationships and my friendships and my family life. Mm. And so that simplicity has really come through, even to the dream part. Real simplified down to the core ingredients that really make me happy. I think that's what that's what's changed in me. It's just these real core ingredients that I now know I need and want, plus the sea and a dog.
I could just picture it.
Well, I was walking a dog in Margate with you back in before the second lockdown or whatever, whenever it was. We had a window of a few months where we could actually see people in real life. And do you remember I was walking Nacho?
Yeah, yeah. You really
suit a dog. And someone said, you really suit a dog. I was like,
yeah.
And I also suit Margate. So that was one of the possible places that we were living. So yeah, who knows? That was my dream. What was yours? How would you sum up yours?
So it's actually really similar to the life we live now, but there was much more spaciousness in the home. I have an office and there are bedrooms. So I have spoken on previous episodes about the fact that I live in a studio flat, which has been great up until lockdown when it's been a little bit more challenging to negotiate working and living in the same room all the time. So this, in the dream life, there was the rooms and my own office got me so excited. Lots of outdoor space and green, lots of plants, natural light, garden. It's really serene. Our home is our favorite place to hang out. So there's lots of that about the dream home. And then just lots of simplicity again, like really what I see in the next 5 years is just kind of more of the same, just spending quality time with loved ones and being out in nature and being by water. Things that I do in my spare time is just reading and connecting with friends and learning and sort of what I do now, basically, which was really quite comforting to see. It wasn't any big drastic change. And there was lots about prosperity and being of service and health and life is unhurried and there's just time and there's headspace. It's really calm. It's really peaceful. And the self-expression and creativity of my work as well, something that I've been really focusing on a lot, particularly in the last year, really nurturing that creativity and fulfillment. And that was really there in the next 5 years as well, in a much bigger way. And it was so good at helping me to get clear on my 2021 intention, actually, as well. It really helped to clarify what that is.
Did it? That's for, I just love the way this journal works, because every time you do it, it's just, it's like a different experience, totally different experience each time.
Ooh, and you know what? I did think when I got to the dream section, I thought, oh, I've already done this in the last one. I'll just look at what I did last time. And I thought, no.
I'll just copy and paste my previous answers. Well, I did that, yeah. Actually. It was so interesting because I was like, what did I write last time? I'm so curious to see what I wrote last time for like activities that made me come alive and simple pleasures. And I was writing sometimes similar stuff, but actually... yeah, like a slightly different person was writing it this time. I've got to tell you one thing that did come into my dream life was a TV show. I don't know now. Ooh. But it popped into my head just at the start of Christmas. I suddenly thought, I can imagine doing a TV show. Not on my own, probably with someone else. And then it just came to me. And so because I'd had that, I wrote it in there. There's no heavy commitment to it, but I'm just letting you know.
So see you doing that. I really could. If I was more comfortable with being on screen, I'd definitely volunteer to join you. But I think I'd prefer to watch it.
I'm just putting it out there. I'm not chasing after that dream, but I'm putting it out there, dropping it out there. Let's see what happens in the next 5 years.
I love it. I had in there that I'd written a book for people with an anxious attachment.
Oh, yes.
And it felt so good to have something out there, this like, you know, collection of ideas and tools and things that can help people. And that made me feel so enriched thinking about that, having something out there that can really support people and being of service in that bigger way.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Oh, this is really exciting me. We can be excited about the year to come. I had slightly lost sight of that over the last few days, so thank you. This is just the tonic I needed.
Yeah, and you know what? Before I picked up the journal, I was feeling really sad. I was kind of just feeling the grief of missing the old way, you know, old way of living and everything, and just feeling a bit sad and down in the dumps. And when I picked up the journal, and as I was going through, I could feel my mood really lightening, and it was just like, yeah, this sort of unfolding of like optimism as I went through the journal. And I just finished it feeling really fired up and actually excited about the year, which is something I hadn't thought I would feel.
Yes, I'm now very curious to hear what your intention is. We've got
the big next reveal.
I think we can do that now, because the next bit in the journal is about what do you want Hello 2021, what do you want to make it about. So there's sort of quite a lot in there, but actually it sort of then sort of helps you lead you to choosing your intention for the year. So should we just dive in and share that?
You go first. Do it. Ooh, I want to do a drum roll. I wish we could
there you go.
Put one in. Okay, so my 2021 intention is to be of service in a bigger way. And it was so good to actually write down why that was really important to me, because it came to me as I was doing the dream section, and I hadn't really known what it meant to me. And it was when I wrote down why do I want this to be my intention, that's what got me really excited. And it's really about contributing to the conversation on attachment theory, something that I'm so excited and passionate about, and I've spoken a lot about in previous episodes. And I really want to focus much more on that this year and really contribute to that conversation in a way that's meaningful and really helpful and supportive.
Oh, yeah. I can see you doing a lot of guest podcasts talking about it and things like that.
Yeah. Oh,
it's such a gorgeous intention for you. Because you know what? It takes it steps away from any focus on growing an audience or visibility and all that kind of stuff. Because my thing is, I always look at coming from a place of being of service. And it means that you don't get caught up in the visibility and the numbers and the growth. I mean, obviously you have your off days when you do, but it just, I find it such a powerful source of inspiration and motivation to get out of your own way and turn up and remember why you're doing what you're doing. That's, I love it. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, me too. Yay. And you know, there's something in the journal that said it should, if your intention scares you, then if the fear is matched with excitement, then that's a really good thing. And that's exactly it. It was really scaring me in a good way, like nervous energy, but lots of excitement around it.
I know
it's going to be a challenge, but a good challenge, a positive challenge.
I did not remember it saying that. What wise words. Who wrote this? True. I always feel a bit nervous about sharing my intention at first. There's always a bit of like vulnerability / embarrassment. So I'll share mine. 2020 is my year of magic.
2021.
Oh God, 2021. Why did I read? I can't get out of it. It's dragging me back inwards. I'll start that again, everyone. 2021 is my year of magic. So it's magic because, and it's not, it hasn't got as such a specific like intention to it in terms of what I'm wanting to create with that. It's more coming from a place of, it just kept coming back. It just kept coming up, magic. It's been kind of there over the past few years being like, ooh, maybe I could choose magic. No. And this year, a few months ago, I think it was kind of just kept emerging. Was it expansion? Was it abundance? Was it magic? And I just, as I went through it, I was like, it's magic. And I don't even know why exactly. And I want to plant it like a seed and see how that takes shape. And I sort of do know why. I want it. It's part of my real kind of focus on Isla McLeod's episode where I interviewed her about nature-based spirituality and like wisdom with trees and all this kind of stuff. I was so inspired about that, how enchanted she is with her relationship with nature and how alive her relationship with nature is. And for me, that's the energy of magic for me, of like really going, grounding myself really deep into life and the earth and experiencing the magic of that connection. But also this year, my book Burnt Out is coming out possibly sooner than we had planned, but I really wanted to make sure that I allow for it to get momentum and spread and fly. And for me, that saying this is my year of magic really allows me to, again, step out my own way and allow that magic to happen in whatever that that shape, you know, that may take. But allowing for that magic around it, whatever that may be. So it just felt like, some joy, playfulness, expansiveness, no limitations to what might happen this year. But as much as it's what I want to have happen on the outside, it's also what I want to experience on the inside. So we'll see. And we'll see how it takes shape.
I love that. Yes. Magic. Yay. Brilliant.
Magic. So yeah, but I always feel a bit embarrassed saying things like that, magic. But anyway, I felt very embarrassed when I first had my massive tattoo on my arm. So, you know, I think it's a good sign. Fear, slight embarrassment.
Yeah.
It's a good sign.
I always get really nervous to write on the page about your intention. So that double page spread, the 2021 is my year of, and why. I really procrastinated, but I just took my time on really making sure that's what I want. It's like commitment anxiety. And when I wrote it down, you know, when you think, like when you're at school and it's like, oh, shall I write in pencil first? Just in case.
Yeah, I know. It changed my mind.
Had a bit of commitment anxiety, but moved through, and now I'm really committed in pen.
In pen, hard, yeah. I think it's brilliant. I think it's absolutely brilliant. So, what will you be doing January to March 2021 to bring that, well, design a life you love and to bring that intention to life.
So when I wrote my letter from my, it's usually from my wise, loving self, but this time it was actually from my older self who wrote to me and told me that she loved my intention. She said that to have a big, bold, beautiful intention like that, you also need to look after your well-being and self-care in a bigger way too, which was a good reminder to also make sure that my commitments really take that into consideration. So the first commitment is to wake up an hour earlier for Goddess Mornings, which are my self-care rituals. My second commitment is to start a weekly newsletter. So this is so exciting.
Yay!
So I'm starting from next Sunday the 17th. I will be starting my Sunday love letter, which is going to be on all things love, dating and relationships, designed to soothe, support, comfort and inspire. Sent every Sunday evening.
Delicious. Where can people sign up, please?
At vickypavitt.com.
Wonderful.
Very excited about it.
We'll put it in the show notes, a direct link.
Yes, yes, yes. And also when you go on to vickypavitt.com, you'll also find there's a free audio workshop for dating for a fulfilling love life as well. So you can grab that freebie when you sign up too.
Beautiful.
And my third commitment is to book an appointment with an Ayurvedic doctor to support my vitality and nutrition.
Amazing.
Very excited about those three.
Mine are buy and spend time reading Earth Wisdom by Glennie Kindred, which Isla McLeod recommended to me too. And it's all about, deepening your connection with nature and understanding the Celtic calendar and kind of rituals you can do in tied in with the seasons. And actually, so I then found out that it's called Imbolc. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's an old pagan kind of celebration, the 1st or 2nd of February, when, from my understanding, people can happily come and correct me if I'm wrong, because I was just reading up about it yesterday. But it was a traditional pagan celebration between the 1st and the 2nd of February to celebrate the end of winter. And so that's where you start and you have fires and you light candles. And then the Christians have kind of also adopted it as Candlemas, I think. But it's all about, this is the time where you start looking forward to the year ahead. So actually it really ties in with the idea that you can be kind of slowly through January thinking about, you're still in winter, you're still particularly here in the Northern Hemisphere, but you're still in winter, you're thinking about what it is, you know, your dreams and sort of percolating. And then come the start of February, it's like, right now we're working toward, we're gradually starting to return to, heading towards the spring. And it's the end of the real dark nights of winter. Anyway, so I want to find a way of marking that. And see, it's all that. That's the kind of magic for me, of like that magical connection. So that's one. Second one, date with myself in Greenwich Park among the old trees to reflect and connect. I sat with an old tree on the 31st of December. Oh, and I forgot, they've just flooded with the sense of just bliss and being held. And I was like, yeah, more trees, please. So a date with myself, which I also did not do much of in 2020. Three, create an inspiring workspace where magical, I'd forgotten I'd written this, create an inspiring workspace where magical conversations and connections happen. So we've got a spare room, which is yet to be decorated. And I think I'm going to be painting it green. Surprise, surprise. but to kind of create that space of magical connections and conversations that can be wrapped around the book to really help her fly out there into the world. And then I've given myself a bonus one, which is to read June Sarpong's Power of Privilege. I read her book, Diversify. It's enormous. Well, I heard it actually on Audible, and it's brilliant. So I'm going to read her book or listen to her book, Power of Privilege. So yeah, those are my commitments. I wanted really nourishing ones.
Hearing you talk about this connection with nature, with the trees, it's just so soothing. I'm just like, you can't see me, but I'm just grinning away. I just feel so, so soothed and nourished just hearing you talk about it.
Oh, that gave me tingles. Thank you. Yeah, I just realized how much I got from it in 2020 and how much more I want to lean into that, how much I get from it. So good. I'm glad it's good. I'm glad you can hear it.
I can feel it. I can hear it.
Oh, delicious. Right. I have homeschooling to get back to. So we need to wrap up this joyous conversation as I go and do some maths. No, I don't know what I'll be doing. Playtime. He's only 5, bless him. I can't ask him to do too much. Oh, Vicky, this has been so gorgeous. So gorgeous.
Yeah, really has. So good to be back on the pod, and really excited about these commitments and bringing them to life.
Yes. And I also do over on selinabarker.com, I do my Monday crew, which is encouraging people every Monday to take a moment and do a check-in. I'll give you a weekly check-in tool, and then I send out a Monday message that's recorded in the moment on Monday after doing my own check-in. But I think it's going to be a really gorgeous way. I started it, I don't know, a couple of months. I started on my birthday, 26th of October in 2020. I have been loving doing it, and I'm really excited to be using it now in 2021, kind of as a weekly tool to keep the magic of these journals going. So if you want to sign up to that, it's all free. Head on over to selinabarker.com/the Monday crew, I think. I'll pop it in the show notes as well, so you can, get nourishment from that each week.
It's amazing. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I'm really, really enjoying it. So yeah. So feeling good, Vicky. It's feeling a lot more positive. There is goodness woven in amongst it all.
Yes, there is goodness.
All right. Well, so much love to you, Vicky. I can't wait for us to be able to do this in person again. So I can be held.
Me too.
Almost there, guys. We're in the final stretch. We're doing it.
We can do it. We have been doing it. We can do it.
And before we go, please come and join us. We are going to be having our quarterly and first of the year Project Love Lovin. So it'll be an hour, it'll be on Zoom. It's next Wednesday, 13th at 6:30. And it's a chance for you to come along with your journal, and we'll basically be doing the same, but as a community, and just be sharing what we got out of doing our reflections, out of doing our gratitudes, out of the hello you part in the middle, what you discovered about yourself, the new things that you've realized are important ingredients for you to live a happy and fulfilled life. Share what your intentions are for 2021 and your commitments. And it's really just an opportunity as well, particularly at the moment, for a big virtual hug and a chance to hang out with our beloved Project Love community, you guys. So if you'd like to join, we'll put a link in the show notes. You can also head on over to loveprojectlove.com /lovin, I think it is. I don't know. it is /lovin. Yes. So there you go. Then you can sign up to join us there.
Yeah.
All right, lovely. Lots of love.
Lots of love.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes, and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.